Isabel's Garden by Maria Hansen. Illustrated by Andrew Burden. Sam and William were kicking a ball around at the park when William kicked the ball over the fence into the garden next door. He peered through a hole in the fence to look for the ball. The garden was overgrown, with long grass and weeds everywhere. "I don't think anyone lives there, Mum," said Sam. The boys climbed over the fence. Suddenly, the back door opened, and an old lady came out. "Sorry," Sam called. "We're just looking for our ball." "That's okay, boys. The garden is a mess, isn't it?" she said. "My family used to help keep it tidy, but they moved out of Christchurch after the big earthquakes." The boys found the ball, said thank you, and went back to their game. "I feel sorry for that old lady," Sam said to Mum as they walked home.
"I do too,"
said William. "She needs some help with her garden."
"We could help, but would have to ask her first," said Mum.
The next day, Mum and the boys went back and spoke to the old lady about her garden. Her name was Isabel.
"It would be wonderful to have some help," said Isabel. "There are plenty of gardening tools in the shed."
"Great, we can start right away," said Mum. They got to work on the front garden. The boys pulled out weeds while Mum cut back the trees. Mum started the lawnmower and pushed it slowly through the long grass. They worked hard, but the garden still looked messy. Isabel brought out some lunch and, while they were eating, she told them about herself. She was an artist and a poet. Isabel showed them some paintings that she had done before the earthquakes.
"Wow, your garden used to look great," said Sam. "It's going to take us ages to make it look like that again."
Mum looked worried.
"I think we need help," she said.
She took out her phone and made a call.
"Help is on its way," she smiled.
Mum and the boys got back to work. They were dragging a bag of grass clippings to the compost bin when a van full of people stopped outside Isabel's house.
"Who is it?" Sam asked.
"I know who," Isabel replied. "Your mum called the Student Volunteer Army. They'll help us sort out the garden."
Soon everyone was working. The students were strong and the boys liked helping them. In a few hours, the garden was cleaned up and looking fabulous.
"It looks wonderful," said Isabel happily. "Thank you so much."
"I'd like to be in a volunteer army and help people," William said.
"Me too," agreed Sam.
"You're in one already," their mum said. "It's called Mum's Volunteer Army."
The Student Volunteer Army. On the 4th of September, 2010, there was a huge earthquake in Christchurch that damaged many houses and roads. A university student named Sam Johnson asked other students to come and help people. More than 2,000 volunteers turned up. On the 22nd of February 2011, there was another huge earthquake, and the Student Volunteer Army helped many people again. Members of the Student Volunteer Army are still helping people. In May 2013, they worked on Isabel's garden.